Jason Moran Show live on this Friday afternoon. The King County Council is looking to take complete control over the King County Sheriff's Office. They want to do it one way or another. One of the plans is to do away with elections that give the entire county a voice. And instead, they want to handpick a sheriff that will police in a way the politicians want them to police. If this, of course, affects my next guest. It affects her directly. King County Sheriff Mitzi Jo Hanknecht joins me live. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jason.
What do you make of this big picture idea of going away from actual voting?
Well, I think as a member of the same community as every other voter, I think it's important that we have a right to elect people to office, which has included the King County Sheriff's Office since 1996. And, you know, it's not just because I'm in the office. Certainly I'd like to run for re-election and win another opportunity to serve, but it's overarching, I believe our right and our responsibility in this nation to vote.
Well, and it's certainly different than if you were a police chief and you only handle one particular community, but you handle all of King County.
That's true. You know, we have, some would lead you to believe that we only patrol and do police work in unincorporated King County, but that's not true. We reach all over the county, and in fact, we help provide services to our neighboring counties and in various areas. So it goes broader than just a municipality. That's why we have county lines and things that overlap in government.
Now, King County Council member Rod Dembowski, he was on the show just yesterday, and we talked a little bit about this, and he also sent out a tweet that basically said the problem with how it runs now is that, quote-unquote, privileged voters will pick the sheriff instead of, I guess, instead of them picking privileged council members. I don't quite understand the idea that he was trying to make, but he was essentially saying that there are fewer people who vote during off-year elections. So what's your response to that particular complaint or issue?
Well, I don't agree with that, most certainly. I think that the race that I had in 2017, at the same time the county executive and other county officials were elected statewide, had a couple hundred thousand votes. So it's not... And I've been trying today, since I knew I was going to talk to you, and to try to get some of, you know, the pockets where those votes came from, but I didn't have enough time in the rest of my work day to try to do this as well, election-related outside of work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's important that that votes come from all over the community. I think it's I would disagree with his assessment of what it, what he stated, and believe that many members of our communities voted. I saw many members when I was out on the campaign trail.
It's also important to point out that Rod Dembowski himself was elected in the same year that you were elected. So I guess he also suffers from the support of privileged voters, whatever that means. In another instance, the council is also, the King County Council is also thinking about a slightly different way where there would still be an election, but it would essentially be run by the King County Council, and there would be mechanisms to defund the sheriff's office. Can you tell us a little bit more about that idea?
So, yeah, that's real interesting. And if I could go back real quick, almost, 284,000 people voted for me in the past election. I think Councilmember Dembowski, it's not a countywide vote, but certainly overall there were, half a million folks that decided to vote in the sheriff's race. But aside from that, there's an attempt right now and mind you, the charter amendment to go back to an appointed sheriff, that's been worked on through the Charter Review Committee for a period of months. That's been going on for quite a while. And so that whole thing has gone through committee. It's been worked out. this latest thing you're talking about is going to be proposed next week, and that is that the sheriff, and again, it will be confused with the other charter amendment if it's allowed on the ballot in November. It will confuse the public, but it would allow for an appointed sheriff, except that it would change and allow the county council to set ordinances. In other words, the elected sheriff would not be have the duties under state law, but the duties of the sheriff would be framed by the nine members of the King County Council. And so the framing by ordinance in county council and that legislation would severely restrict the duties of an elected sheriff.
Yeah.
And in essence, might be worse than being appointed.
Yeah, it's completely a power grab by this King County Council that has majority progressive voices represented there, which means the Seattle-style progressive would be making decisions on behalf of parts of King County that very clearly do not lean in that demographic. If you're just joining us, we're talking with King County Sheriff Mitzi Jo Hanknik about this idea that the county council will go ahead potentially simply appoint the next sheriff. Would you have that job if they were able to appoint? Would they appoint you?
The county council?
Yep.
No, it would actually, this is where it adds to the confusion, because I'm concerned that the community will think that they're still getting an elected sheriff with the full duties that's empowered to me as I currently sit in office under state law. The next amendment, this next charter amendment, aside from going back to an appointed, would be having an elected sheriff, but that the duties of the sheriff would be outlined under King County ordinance that that the council creates.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds like it's trying to circumvent the state law in a way.
Well, I wonder how much of it is really legal.
Yeah.
I think that there's smarter people than me and as it relates to the law that will look into it. But it's I just think it's an attempt to say people may not want to give up their right to vote and elect their sheriff and confuse the charter amendments to say, oh, I don't want to vote for that one, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I get, you know, vote for my sheriff. Yeah. And so I'm going to do it under this different guise.
Let's move on to a couple other issues in a lot of ways related to this. You're dealing with a detective who is under fire for posting some memes that were offensive. One of them was a meme that said "All Lives Splatter." Do you feel pressure from the council to fire the detective?
Well, I've certainly received emails that would kind of push towards that, not clearly referenced that way. But I don't. I mean, my perspective is I serve the 2.2 million residents of the county. And I believe that it's my job to be the sheriff for everybody. And so, you know, my duties are is to fairly investigate and come out with a good conclusion for the community that at the end of it is transparent. Much like when we go out and we do law enforcement and we're patrolling the neighborhoods, the same thing. Let's mm-hmm. find out the fact. Let's make a decision that's based within the law. And in fact, council members know that there's a process for this because they do it, use it themselves when they have HR issues.
OLEO, the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, it's the independent group that looks into whether or not deputies are acting outside of the law or acting not in the best interest of the community. They put out a press release that made it sound like your department is making it harder for the public to trust deputies, essentially making a cultural argument. And yet the director of OLEO, Deborah Jacobs, she has a culture problem in her office, according to a complaint that was filed. She's accused of making bigoted statements, including one that only white people would be best suited for certain jobs, purposefully excluding transgender women from parties that she throws, and calling a black-owned business ghetto. Do you have concerns about the culture at OLEO?
Well, I hope that this gets investigated just as we would do an investigation. And so what I would say, my answer is, the culture at the sheriff's office. When we do something wrong, we stand up, we investigate it, and we find the outcome of it. And so I'm hoping that the same thing is that it's fair across the board in King County government. I think that's a fair expectation that they're doing a thorough and balanced investigation into any allegations. But I would say this. I would say that if there was a disruptive, racist, or any other type of bad culture in the sheriff's office, that it would have been Olio's job to point that out before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what oversight should be doing. It should be helping us with, that kind of making sure that there's transparency and that our investigations, which they are a part of, our internal investigations, they sit in on interviews, they review the work after the completion of the investigation. And it would be my hope that they would have said something before this week, if indeed we had a culture that our community couldn't support.
Well, I want to talk just briefly about the transparency, because one of your deputies complained back in 2017 about Director Deborah Jacobs, who apparently commented on the size of a deceased man's genitalia at a morgue. Do you think that complaint was handled appropriately and transparently?
Well, I don't know that it was fairly investigated. I would hope maybe that now that it would be looked at again in part of this investigation.
Well, I think I might be looking a little bit into it in the next coming days. Before we let you go, we had Chief Carmen Best on the last hour talking about the disastrous plan, if we want to even call it a plan, to defund the SPD by 50%. And I asked her about whether or not she's now having a significant staffing issue. Have SPD officers come your way? Are you getting interest from Seattle Police?
You know, I haven't looked at those numbers recently. You know, there's occasion where we get folks from a bunch of different agencies, and we've had SPD officers apply and become a part of our organization. Let me just say this. SPD has some of the finest trained officers in the state of Washington. They've had to because of the consent decree they've come under, and so I'm sorry that's happening. The staffing's happening for my partner, Chief Carmen Best, and living in her city. She's my chief of police.
Yeah, well, let's see how much they're going to go after you the way they're going after the SPD. Hopefully they'll be failures in both regard, but we'll obviously see and know that we have your back every step of the way. We've been talking with King County Sheriff Mitzi Johanknik. Sheriff Johanknik, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. Have a good day.
You as well. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. When we come back, we're going to dive into a new bit of cancel culture right here on KTTA.